Jesus is risen from the dead, and we have life today because of him. Just for a few moments, I want to, come on, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Remember, we are streaming on Facebook, so we welcome our Facebook viewers on today. Welcome all of you who are in the parking lot. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we will begin our reading at verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 18, says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where are the scribes? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" Verse 21. "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Verse 22. "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God," hear this, "is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another Resurrection Sunday that you have allowed us to see. God, as we take this time to go into your word, God, we remember those who are suffering great loss this morning all across the world. God, we pray and remember every pastor who has lost members of his or her church, and every church that have lost their pastor, and this is the first time that they are not together on Resurrection Sunday. God, I pray that this message of hope will reach them and let them know that there is still hope. You still have a plan. God, I pray that as this message leaves my mouth and goes throughout this parking lot and goes over social media, that somebody will come to know you in the pardon of their sins, that they will find the hope in God that we have found. And once again, we say thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For it has restored our hope and renewed our joy. Bless us now, God, as we go into your word. I pray that you would remove every distraction, every hindrance that will keep us from hearing your word today. I pray, oh God, that you will bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is a very interesting text because the Apostle Paul is making the difference between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of man. And he presents the argument that what is foolish to man is wisdom to God. And that even no matter how wise a man is, his wisdom is foolishness compared to the wisdom of God. And one thing I want to share with you as I consider this text this morning, that it is always interesting to me how two people can experience the same event, but walk away with two different interpretations of that event or experience. For example, two people can go see a movie, and one person will say, that's the best movie I ever saw, while somebody else would say, that's the worst movie I've ever seen. What a waste of time. Some people start every day with a cup or two of coffee, while there are others who can't stand the smell of coffee. When it comes to church, you could have two people who visit the same church. One person will say, I left that church because there's no love in the church. The other person will attend the same church and say, I love this church because of all of the love that I feel in the church. One church, two different people with two different interpretations of what they have experienced. The same goes with the message of the cross. To some, it is foolish to believe that Almighty God would become a man, live on earth, and then allow mankind to crucify him. Some would say that it is foolish to believe that after all we have done, all we have to do is believe on the redemptive work of the cross, and we can be saved and forgiven. To some, the message of the cross is foolish. It's a myth. It's a waste of time. It's a figment of the imagination. But to others, come on, somebody, it is the power of God. One person can hear the message and say, that's a shame. And the other person will hear the message of the cross and say, that is amazing. Come on. Some of us, some people look at the cross and they see defeat, while those who are saved, when we look at the cross, we see victory. Some look at the cross and they see a great loss. But when we look at the cross, we see a great gain. Some see hatred when they look at the cross. But when we see the cross, we see the love of God. Some look at the cross and they see rejection. But when we look at the cross, we see an accepted sacrifice that purchased our salvation. Some look at the cross as a moment of despair, but we look at the cross as a moment of hope and expectation. Some look at the cross as a man who is a convicted criminal that was executed for his crime. But when we look at the cross, we see that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed. The question I want to propose to you today is, what do you see when you look at the cross? Come on. What do you see when you look at a suffering Savior hanging on the cross in the middle of a day? What do you say? Some people would say, and I won't be long today, some people would say that it is foolish for us to gather here in this parking lot in a snowstorm in Minnesota to hear a man preaching about another man that was executed over 2,000 years ago. Some say it is foolish. Some say you that are home, some say it is foolish for you to be gathering around your table looking at a screen and as if you are in a worship service to remember something that happened 2,000 years ago. Some say that is foolish. Come on. Some look at the cross and see weakness, but when we look at the cross, we see the power of God unto salvation. For us, there's no other place we'd rather be on Resurrection Sunday. For us, there is nothing else we want to do today other than lift up the name of Jesus. We can't think of anything more valuable than what we are doing right now. Some would say it is foolish for you to come out in the middle of this pandemic and park in a parking lot, but we say for us, this we live for a moment like this to send a message to hell. We're not going to let snow, we're not going to let a virus, we're not going to let the government, we're not going to let anybody stop us from lifting up the name of Jesus, because the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He was Lord back then, he's Lord now, and he'll be Lord in the future. For us, the preaching of the cross is not foolish, but it is power. Come on, somebody. The cross is power. So I want to give you your three ways that the cross confirms our power. Three ways that the cross confirms our power. Number one, the cross gives us power over sin. Listen, I know it's 2020 and we don't talk about sin, but today we're going to talk about sin. The cross gives us power over sin. Sin has had a devastating effect on humanity. Let me say it again. Sin has had a devastating effect on humanity. All of our physical, all of our emotional, and all of our spiritual suffering is the result of sin. Sin get this whole thing started. Sin is bondage and darkness. But the most devastating effect of sin is that it separated us from our Creator. The most damaging effect that sin has had on all of our lives that we still feel today is that sin has separated us from our Father. But the cross is the bridge that bridged the gap between God and man. Because of the cross, sin no longer is our master or have rule over us. We can no longer say that we can't help it anymore. Why? Because the cross gives us the power to help overcome sin. We have power over sin. And let me say to you, those who are listening at home or even in this parking lot, if sin still has a grip on you, I want you to know that today you can be delivered from sin. If there is anything that has a grip on your life, the Jesus came to destroy the yoke of bondage on your life so that you can be free. I don't care what you are addicted to. I don't care what you are going through. The cross gives us power to overcome sin. You can be free today. Not only does the cross give us the power over sin, but the cross gives us power over death. Because of sin, death entered into the world. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And now that sin has been dealt with, death can be dealt with also. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that death is the last enemy. Come on, somebody. Our last enemy has been defeated. Can we keep it real? We are surrounded by death on today. The reason that you are at home watching us is because you are surrounded by death. We're trying to keep you alive. The reason why you all are sitting in your cars today is because we're trying to keep you alive. But I want you to know that the cross reminds us that we have power over death. It doesn't mean we won't die. It doesn't mean that we won't suffer. But what it means is we don't have to fear death. Come on, somebody. Because the last enemy, come on, that last enemy that had a grip on us is death. And the Bible says that to live is Christ and to die is gain. So what does that mean? No matter what happens, we win. I told you that a couple of weeks ago. Let me remind you, no matter what happens, we win. If we live, we live with Christ. If we die, we gain the presence of Christ. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So the cross gives us power over sin and death. Last point, and then we'll be done. The cross gives us power over the world. The cross gives us power over sin. The cross gives us power over death. And the cross gives us power over the world. John 16, verse 33 says, in this world, you will have trouble. Did y'all hear what he said? In this world, you will have trouble. Trouble is not a surprise to us. Trouble doesn't take us by regard this morning. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Come on, somebody. It is a reminder that Christ has overcome the world. Because of the cross, hear this, we have power over everything this world tries to throw at us. Hear me again. Because of the cross, we have power over everything this world throws at us. Listen, this world wants to pull us down, but the cross picks us up. Come on. The world gives us a false identity, but the cross gives us a new identity in Christ Jesus. This world tries to control us and manipulate us, but the cross sets us free from everything that the world throws at us. Church of the living God, I want you to know this morning that the cross reminds us that we are overcomers. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And not only will we get through what we're going through right now, but I hear the word of the Lord say that better days are coming. The resurrection reminds us that not even death can keep God from keeping his promise. Come on, somebody. Not even death can stop God from doing what he said he was going to do. Can I tell you, whatever God said to you in 2019 that he was going to do in 2020, I come to tell you that because of the resurrection, he's still going to do it. Hallelujah. Nothing has changed. He's still going to keep his promise. Your children are still going to be saved. You're still going to have increase. You're still going to be kept by the power of Jesus. That's why we refuse to let anything stop us from lifting up the name of Jesus. Why? Because his promise is still good. Come on, somebody wave at me. Tell me, his promise is still good. It's still good. My last point here. We are here today because to us, the preaching of the cross is not foolishness. Paul said in this text, to those who are perishing, the cross is foolish. But to those who are saved, it is the power of God. That's why the old folks used to sing a song. So I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for a crown. Listen, the cross gives us power over sin. power over death and power over this world. The cross sealed our fate and secured our future. Paul said in this text, in my closing, that the Jews require a sign and the Greek seek wisdom, but we preach Christ and him crucified. Can I say to those who are watching, I don't have a sign for you. I don't have any demonstration for you. I don't come to you with clever speech and philosophy and intellect. Only thing we preach is Christ Jesus, crucified, risen, and coming again. Come on. If you're looking for a sign, if you want me to walk on water, I don't walk on water. If you want me to get deep, I don't get deep. But I can tell you about a Savior who died on the cross for your sins to purchase your salvation so that you can spend eternity with him. Don't be a part of the group that says the cross is foolish. Be a part of the group that says that the cross is the power of God. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you that you have reminded us of the power of the cross. We thank you, God, that you have touched our hearts today in such a powerful way that we have decided that we will come together to remember and acknowledge the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you today that you have given us power over sin. You have given us power over death. Hallelujah. And you have given us power over this world. God, I pray for that person listening to me today that doesn't have a personal relationship with you. I pray that they will cry out to you today and ask you to forgive them of their sins and come into their life and fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, God. When we are able, God, that they will be baptized, hallelujah, and secure their salvation in you. And God, we say thank you for the wisdom that we see in the cross. Thank you for the hope that we have in the cross. Thank you for the victory that we have in the cross. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we worship the Lord just for a minute for the cross? Hallelujah. Can we worship the Lord right wherever you are? Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. God, we thank you today. Thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are here today, you need prayer, put your hazard lights on so I know who you are and I will send a prayer your way. If you need prayer today, hallelujah. We worship him today. We're almost done. 5 more minutes or so. Hallelujah. I see the cars in the back. God bless you, family. In the name of Jesus, cover them with your blood. Protect them. I see your hand. Hallelujah. Cover them with your blood, God. Hallelujah. Give them hope and peace and encouragement, God. Let them know that you have not left them. You have not forgotten about them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing and hope. Hallelujah. To every family that's represented here today. Hallelujah. I speak provision. Hallelujah. That all of their needs are met in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that they will multiply even in this famine, hallelujah, that they will be fruitful even in this famine, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, God. Save our families, hallelujah. Spare us, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God, according to your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. I feel the praise. Thank you for victory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lift up our hearts, oh God. Give us a new song to sing. Hallelujah. In this barren land. Hallelujah. Cover our children, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch their minds. Come on, help me pray. Touch their minds, God. In the name of Jesus. Give them peace, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray for peace on your people, God. Hallelujah. I pray for peace. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Every storm has a master, and this has a master. Hallelujah. And God, you are the master of this storm. Hallelujah. Cover your people now. Cover your people now. Cover your people now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Can I make a declaration? We shall live and not die. Come on, somebody. We shall live and not die. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We shall live and not die. And we're going to declare the works of the Lord. We're in the land of the living. I said we're going to talk about his wondrous works in the land of the living. While others are spreading bad news, we're going to spread some good news. Come on, somebody. Yes, God, there is good news today. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. He's still alive. He's still in control. Everything the devil tried failed. Hallelujah. He even tried to discourage us with all of this snow. But look at us here. He's a liar. We did it anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We did it anyway. I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We are a great church, and we will never be defeated because God is with us. He has a plan for us, and everything he plans comes to pass. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to him. I need to let y'all go, but I don't want to. So good to see y'all this morning. I love you so much. Yes. Listen, at this time, we're going to give you an opportunity. First of all, let me thank all of you have been just so faithful in your giving. Thank you so much for doing that. At this time, we have Sister Kelly is coming around. If you desire to give in an offering today, don't feel pressured to do so. But if you feel led to do that today, Sister Kelly is coming by your car now and will receive your offering at this time. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. You will be directed on how you are to exit out of our worship service on today by our elders and Brother Ted. And also, I am going to put my mask on. I just want to come by every car and just wave at you on your way out. God bless you. Thank you for joining us in worship on today. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have allowed us to come together in your name. God, we thank you for the message that was delivered, that we have power over sin, power over death, and power over this world. I thank you, Lord, for the message that was sent to hell today, that nothing will stop us from celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. With uplifted hands, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Wait for directions, y'all.